Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome back to P.S. I Hate This Movie, a podcast where we take a realistic look into the unrealistic world of romantic comedies. I am your host, Sarah Hunt.
And my name is James Petragala. Welcome to hell!
Yay! We're here!
It's oof. This is a punishing one this week, everybody. Worse than usual.
Yeah, definitely worse than usual. If this is your first week joining us, welcome. If this is not your first week joining us, welcome back.
Thank you.
We hope you guys enjoyed Coyote Ugly.
Last week. Yeah, we enjoyed talking about it, making fun of it, but yeah. I didn't enjoy watching it at all.
Well,
a lot of people did. A lot of people were like, I love that movie. And I'm like, I don't know what you're thinking.
Well, yeah, everybody loves
and
that movie because
I would like to be nearly as fucking high as you because I couldn't muster.
Everybody loves that movie because you can try to resist and you can try to hide from their kiss, but you know that you can't fight the moonlight, James. James can't fight the moonlight, everybody. Hell yeah.
It keeps coming.
And it is definitely
piling and mounting,
hitting us right in the face, heigling us hard, big time. This week, we watched Mr. Right.
Man, I got heigled hard this week.
We got heigled right in the face.
Oh, boy.
With Mr. Right, a 2015 movie. Thought we'd pick up with a newer movie for everyone.
Yeah, we've been kind of stuck in like 2000, 2001 lately. Because there was just a lot that came out around
that time for rom-coms.
Yeah, and then around this time, too, they came with it. There's peaks and valleys. It's like the stock market.
Well, this movie was...
It's a valley, all right.
A valley.
Jesus Christ.
It's an hour 35, which is good.
Merciful.
It's skating right under what we deem acceptable.
That was
a movie
one
length.
Of the things where I was like, all right, fine, we'll watch it.
Yeah.
You're like, it's under an hour 40. I'm like, all right.
This week, I said we can watch one movie that's an hour 35 or one week that's an hour 34. We decided to get this one out of the way. Hour 35, starring Anna Kendrick and Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, I know. And Sam Rockwell, I don't know what...
I love him, but this was really...
Why is he doing... Why?
I don't know.
I get that it's popular for like...
I don't know.
I get that it's like a cool thing to do for a guy who's in a bunch of dramas and who's like known as a cool kind of drama guy and all that sort of thing to be in like something lighter, but not something that's complete shit. I can only assume in 2015, Sam Rockwell pretty much, he had a lot of scripts to pick from.
Yeah.
And this is the shit he picked?
I don't know. Maybe he owed somebody a favor. Maybe somebody owed him. Like, if he's like, I'll do your movie if you do this for me later.
Is this like a producer was like, we can make your passion project later, but you have to act like a complete asshole with this broad for a while first? Yeah. I don't understand what
happened. Explain yourself, Sam Rockwell. Explain yourself. Okay.
For the love of Christ.
The IMDb description, a girl falls for the perfect guy who happens to have a very fatal flaw. He's a hitman on the run from the crime cartels who employ him.
Of course.
What crime cartels? They never, ever, 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 ever explain anything in this movie.
Everything is very generic in this movie. Everything is X brand.
Down to the bad guys.
Yeah, X brand bad guys. Yeah. X brand mafia family. X brand. It's just so store brand.
Yeah.
It's Hydrox everything.
It's a take it easy store brand
it's
moment.
So bad, yeah.
The tagline for this movie, they just might make a killer couple.
Oh, God. Jesus.
But, okay, so they had two taglines, and one of them was, they just might make a killer couple, and the other one was, they make a killer couple, which
so
I thought was pretty lazy.
They really liked having killer couple in there as their thing. They should have just called this movie Killer Couple.
Or,
As opposed to
Mr. Right, because it's focusing all on Sam Rockwell, but not about the chemistry between the two of
them, which is
undeniable.
That's the point of the movie. Yeah. I don't know. They should have called it that and stuck the other thing. He just might be Mr. Right. There you go.
There really was no fun facts this week. I looked at all the trivia and like fun facts, and there's just really nothing that exciting.
I found a fun fact.
What's your
Did
fun
you know
fact?
That?
Yeah, you did.
I know it's normally your job
yeah.
to find the fun facts, but you were having a hard time, and I had to do a lot of digging for this. As you guys know from my other shows, I do a lot of research.
Oh,
so
I wonder where we're going with
I
this.
Went deep, deep down a hole for this, and I found that this movie...
I'm so worried.
This movie was actually... It's a strange thing. It was written by Quentin Tarantino.
Yeah.
Right after he was beaten over the head with a framing hammer in a coma for 6 months.
Wow.
And then immediately upon awakening, they said, write a romantic comedy within the next 12 hours. And this is what he came up with.
Wow.
So it's a deep, dark fact. He doesn't want a lot of people to know it.
That's a deep cut. How many pages on Google did you go back?
He doesn't like people to know it. That's the thing. He wants it to keep his head injury. He wants it to keep quiet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's really what happened here. This is a fever dream of a shit movie where someone was like, I want to make a Tarantino movie. It's like the other movies where it's like, it feels like somebody wrote a script for something else.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, we can get it made if you put a couple jokes in it and like put a chick in it. We can get it made. And he was like, all right, fuck it. It was like, well, I want to make like a gangster hitman movie, but we'll put Anna Kendrick in it and we can get it made. All right, fine, cool.
It kind of seemed like they wanted to go the route of like a little bit like Analyze This with the therapy aspect of it and kind of like the knee jerk, like, you know, silly,
it's too snappy. Everything's snappy. It's like that old, like that. There was a time period of post Pulp Fiction where it was like those Get Shorty and all those type of movies that were like, just this. Everybody is this overly snappy dialogue.
Yeah. And everybody's way too smart for the room. And that shit drives me fucking crazy.
I thought that died out in like 2005. That was like dead.
Resurgence.
And then they started parodying it after that. And then this movie, they're just going, there's no parody. It's going at it hard.
Yeah.
It has no, it's not self-aware at all.
No, it's coming right in.
It's coming right at you.
All right.
Heigling,
you're right in the mouth. All right. The fun fact that I did find, Paco, the man that Johnny Moon threw under the bridge.
It's also the director's name.
Yes, is Paco. That's
oh, sorry.
Director.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
My bad. I just noticed.
Jesus, James.
Jesus Christ. I blew the... Sorry, Paco.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Thanks
you made this movie.
Thanks for ruining my fun
fact. Sorry.
I'm just kidding. That's fine. You can ruin the fun
fact. I just remember seeing that the director's name was Paco.
Yeah. So I didn't even pay attention
to that
part.
It's stuck in my face.
Okay. So let's just begin. Let's just get right into it.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Get ready to get heigled because this movie sucks.
Jesus.
All right. It starts out with like
where
a video.
Start?
It's a video montage with like these like kindergartners, and they're all talking about what they want to be when they grow up. This one wants to be a this. This one wants to be a
it's
that.
It's like a graduation cap that they go stand in front of.
Yeah, and so they're like, when I grow up, I want to be a blah. Like, who
astronaut,
cares?
Yeah, the one kid.
And and then there's this little girl, and she says, "I'm a T-Rex, rah!" And then it.
She like runs at the camera and like starts shaking it like a.
And then, did you see that one kid with his finger up his nose to his
knuckle?
Yeah,
it said he wants to be
like,
a doctor on his thing. That's what
dang.
It said. Well, he was examining himself.
You know what though? Because they do swab your nose a lot, so he's like, listen, I can put up with it.
Ear, nose, and throat guys make a good living.
Yeah, that's they make a great
that's
living.
That's a hell of a field to be in.
Yeah.
So, you know what? Maybe that kid is smarter than all
but
of
also,
us.
But also, you should probably be an anesthesiologist because your job is literally to go, hi, Brenda, how are you? And then you put them to sleep and you
count
go,
count backwards,
care.
Have a good one.
Yeah, see ya.
I'll be on the golf course.
Yeah. I will be drinking my fruity drink on the beach. Okay.
I'll be counting backwards from 18. Holes.
Yeah.
That's what I'll be doing.
Okay. So then it cuts to, so it goes from the T-Rex thing to Anna Kendrick, and she is trying to take a sexy picture of herself in her like nightie.
She's like bumbling all, everybody in this movie.
But she's
like
this is sexy. Like, you know, my girlfriend sent me like a really cute picture. Like she's like, she's trying to take a cute picture and she's neurotic and she's hoping that her boyfriend will be. This is going to be the sexy selfie that will end all sexy selfies.
To entice like, this man.
My girlfriend sent me the sexiest picture ever. Like, I'm
this
a lucky guy.
This is it.
Yeah.
Why is it, and everyone in this movie, it starts in this scene. Every single person in this movie is super sloppy with everything. Like, she right away, they show her in the kitchen. She's like cooking something. Shit's spilling everywhere. She like pops
burning.
Wine open and immediately. Like, doesn't even like settle her.
Red wine with fish. I'm like, no.
She's pouring red wine and fish in the pan.
No.
That's not a thing. But
that's white wine
she,
only,
like,
ma'am.
She pops the cork open and like doesn't like settle anything. She just immediately is pouring a glass of wine, spilling everywhere. She's putting it down. And her shirt's crooked. And she's like, it's like straighten your. stop.
Yeah.
Stop. Take a deep breath.
Take control.
I just wanted to shake her.
Yeah.
Stop.
This is fish.
Stop. You're cooking fish. Think about the wine selection.
Yeah.
Don't spill shit everywhere. Someone's going to have to clean that up. You're going to have to clean that later.
Think about that.
Think you're
about
get ants.
First of all, think about ants. But think about the wine selection. And also, like, think about the possible diarrhea that you could be giving yourself. Do not undercook fish. Make sure that
you can undercook fish a little bit, but that was like, it was like a trout or something.
It was not a fish that could be undercooked. Yeah.
Yeah.
If it was a tuna or, you know, whatever.
Just cooking a whole fish, which is an oddly romantic meal, too,
because
it's just going to be a lot of bones. I like a whole fish, but it's not something where if you're going to sit and be like, we're going to eat this and get fucking. That's not the most romantic meal I would think of.
So she decides to order like Chinese food takeout and she has decided, fuck it, I've ruined the entire dinner. So I'm going to be in my nightie with your shirt on, sitting on the couch, ready to make dinner. And then presumably her boyfriend comes in, making out with somebody else. Like,
That's what happens.
Throws this lady on the table.
Oh, yeah.
And
they don't see her sitting on the couch.
They don't see her sitting on the couch, which I was confused about because I was like, one, does she live here?
Yes.
Because we don't know. When you're first watching this movie, we have no idea. So does she live here?
Yeah.
And two, like, wouldn't you know that she was over at your house? Like, why are you making out with somebody?
Does she have a car that she's parked outside?
Yeah. Did you not see
your lights are all on in your house? Did you leave all your lights on in the house?
Did you cook fish? Yeah.
That's when you walked up to the door, you'd go, somebody cooking fish? Yeah. Why does my house smell like fish?
When you're making out with some random broad, that's,
you know what? You never know
what you're smelling.
You never know where she came from. That's true. We don't know. He could have picked her up at the bus stop and he could have been like, ooh, bad choice.
Yeah.
This is just one of us isn't smelling right.
Yeah.
Then maybe that's it, but I won't say anything if you won't.
Yeah.
Let's get tumbled.
I don't mind what your breath smells like.
Hey, I don't know what you were
eating. I'm going to be cracking your back
on
that
tuna for lunch. It's all good.
That looked like it hurt when they fell. I'm like, what the hell? What's going on?
Strong table too.
Moment over. I was trying to say mood and moment, and it came out moment.
Oh yeah, moment.
Moment is
the
over.
Moment. The moment.
Okay, we're spending a lot of time on this because this movie was literally that bad. Okay.
Well, because every other scene is the same.
Yeah.
After this, it's a series of scenes with people having snappy dialogue and then someone shooting at someone.
It was extra long like music video, like a feature length music video.
That's what it felt like. It felt like a long trailer.
Yeah.
The whole movie.
An hour 35 trailer.
Yep. On the one hand, it's good because a lot of these movies are slow.
Yeah.
So a lot of these movies are like, it'll be Katherine Heigl talking to her friend over soft piano music about how she was a bridesmaid.
I walked
in on him and he was about 8 minutes of that for a fucking scene. So this at least was, the scenes were moving quickly.
Yes.
They tried to pace it like a real fast action movie, but and with the dialogue being in the same pace, and it's just grating. You just fade out.
Yeah, after this movie
10 minutes.
Was truly.
I'm at the 4 minute 21 second mark. I officially hate this movie.
Yeah,
I'm done with it. Like that's
it's
I couldn't
at four
take
minutes.
It.
We really had to like stop and look at ourselves deep in the
mirror,
long, and be like, do we want to continue to forge ahead?
Are we doing this?
And we decided that we'll have to do this movie eventually.
Yeah,
so let's just get it over with.
You guys deserve it. We figured we'll take the punishment for you.
The boyfriend tries to like propose a threesome situation with this random lady and her, and she's like, nope, not into it, leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Good for her. And then we cut to
that's
Sam.
A ballsy solution to you caught me cheating. How about we
the
make it a fucking
puts her fucking hand on Anna Kendrick's thigh.
She's into
it's
it.
Just like,
like
she was like, he, you know, he's like, listen, I know that you're upset. And then he's like, but maybe. And then the girl's like, eh?
Yeah.
Like, so did they talk about that? He's like, I have a girlfriend, potential threesome. Like,
I think he
there are a lot of questions that I currently have that are not getting answered.
I think he was just like, bus stop chick, I think is down for anything because I slammed her on the table in a painful way and she didn't even fucking stop grinding
that
on
was
me.
Like a WWE move.
She didn't stop dry humping me when she took a suplex to the kitchen table.
Yeah, I mean, she took that bump pretty well, so I mean,
I think she'll go down on another chick probably.
Yeah.
I don't think she's not above, you know, taking one for the team here, is what I'm saying.
And speaking of taking one for the team, we forge on. We're cut to Sam Rockwell, and he is in front of a building. He gets on the elevator, and, you know, he's like dancing down the hallway, and then he, you know, knocks on some lady's door, puts a clown. He says to her, like, hey, so you hired me to kill your husband? And she's like, yeah. And so then he puts a clown nose on and shoots her instead. Because he says that murder is wrong. He tells her that murder is wrong, so he kills her.
Yeah.
So now you, dear viewer and dear listener, you, an intellectual, is going, okay, what's happening?
That's supposed to be the big twist.
That's the big twist.
Yeah.
Is that apparently...
He's a hitman,
he's a hitman, but he only kills the people who hire him to kill people.
That's because...
Which is weird.
Yeah, you can't... when you're pitching shit, you can't be like, he's a hitman. They're like, so what? Well, he's a hitman that kills bad people. Okay, so does Dexter. Okay, well, he's a hitman.
He's a hitman with
but
a
he
twist.
Kills the bad people that hire him to kill the people because they're bad.
And
okay,
wears,
fine. That hasn't been done yet.
And he wears a clown nose because that's the thing that sold him, is that they're like, he kills people. People who hired him to kill people, and the studio head's like, and then they're like, he puts a clown nose
on. Get the clown nose.
Get to production. Get out of my office.
Yeah.
Make this magic happen.
Please.
Please. Go out.
Green light. 1,000 green lights.
Yep.
Please. And the clown nose is so weird because later when shit's like.
It never gets explained.
She's like, I think it makes everything a little happier. And he's like, so do I. There's nobody fucking else there. It's just him and someone he's killing. So he puts the clown nose on. Who's it for? The dead guy?
Yeah.
Or you? What if you drop the clown nose? They got to go back for a clown nose. It's really complicating the whole process.
Make it happier for everybody.
No. It's like, what's up with your stupid clown nose? I don't know if it's just for a distraction. It makes him less conspicuous. You don't say he was 5'10 with this and that. You go, I don't know. He had a clown nose on. Maybe it's like the guys who killed Paul Castellano with the Shriners costumes. I don't know.
Or maybe it's like, you're a clown because you hired me to kill someone, and now I'm killing you.
Joke's
on
you.
Yeah, joke's on you.
Clown nose.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
I don't fucking know.
I have no idea, and it never gets explained.
This movie made me hate life.
We cut back to Anna Kendrick, and she is drunk and upset in her closet. Her roommates or friends are trying to help her, and this is where I checked out of the movie. This is the worst movie. But,
her friends suck, too.
Everybody is way too smart for the room, which drives me nuts. And that's why, because you know how you were saying that you don't like Sandra Bullock?
Yes.
Okay. That's me with Robert Downey Jr.
I cannot figure out what it is. Yeah, it's just something.
He always acts. He's always too quippy. He's always too, like, whatever, too smart for the room, and I don't appreciate
it's one of those things,
this whole movie is a Robert Downey Jr. movie.
that's a really good way to put it. It's like an unreasonable hate. Like, my hatred of Sandra Bullock, I don't think it has anything to do with her. It's just something she's doing is rubbing me wrong, but it's not her fault
because
everybody else seems to like it.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with Robert Downey Jr. Everybody can praise him, but something about what he does rubs you the wrong way.
It
feels like they asked Robert Downey Jr. to do
it's
this.
It's like red wine with fish. Me and Robert Downey Jr. doesn't
it just
work.
Clashes.
Yeah.
I feel like they asked Robert Downey Jr. to do this movie, and he's like, I'm doing like Iron Man and shit now. And they were like, oh, Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, fine. We'll get Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, maybe. I don't know.
So now we cut to a military type operation, like truck type thing.
Yeah.
And it's got that one British guy that I like, but I forgot what his name is.
Is
it Tim
main,
Roth? Tim Roth, and these people are trying to catch and kill Sam Rockwell, and he's like, I thought you guys were professionals. So they're like, fuck you. Yeah, we are, because they all have man buns and like Hitler youth haircuts,
and
it's
tactical
fine.
military pants on,
and he's like, so fuck it, I'm not going in there. So he's just sitting in the truck, like looking at the blueprint of the hotel, and they're in this like ballroom. It's clearly decorated for a wedding.
There's a cake
and
set
they
up
just
and
trash this whole fucking room. Disrespectful.
Destroy
popping
it.
All of the fucking balloons. Do they not know how long that probably took those
the centerpieces.
People?
My God, you know how long it took them to decide the centerpieces? They fought about it. There was a cost issue. Forget all gone.
They needed to up their fucking budget for their wedding.
People were working overtime for this.
People put all those balloons up and then they just trashed this place because they wanted a
cake.
Cool scene.
How are you going to have another?
Yeah,
it was like a 9-tiered cake. How are you going to get another one?
It wasn't a 9-tiered cake.
It was like a 5-tier. It was a lot of tiers. They got smaller toward the top, but no, there was more than that.
You're out of your mind.
It was a big one.
All right, so they shot the cake. They shot everybody, and the Tim Roth is like, I know he's a fucking professional, and these people are not.
Tim Roth is narrating what he's doing from another location without
he's like,
seeing.
Oh, there's a cake, so he probably has a knife, and then he's hurling a knife at somebody and it stabs them.
Picking the cake knife up off the table next to the cake and hurling it at a guy, and right in the he's like a ninja.
Yeah,
he's like James Bond and a ninja and Axel Foley from Beverly Hills Cop, all mixed into one. Because he's got, because he's obviously hilarious too and quippy.
I was just going to say, you know, that Tim Roth was basically like, it was like Jason Bourne. He was like talking about how wonderful Jason Bourne is, like
right there in the
Bourne Identity.
You could put Jason Bourne in that mix also. Like it's all of those and Axel Foley just to throw in because he's got to be hilarious.
And you know what? Fuck it. Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man because he's got those little clips too.
That's true. That's
because
true.
Because he's like, you know, don't you know that I have this weird heart thing now? I've seen Iron Man like twice, so it's fine.
And right away in this scene when he's killing people when he's killing people in the ballroom here.
Yeah.
He's killing all these people. Right away there's some sort of shit with he's like has some sort of extrasensory perception of like if a bullet's like, coming toward him, he can like matrix it and like
So he's also like Neo.
And he's also does like
is that Keanu Reeves, is that Neo?
Yeah.
Or something?
Okay. He's also got Matrix
probably
and there's
not.
Also does like Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon shit too.
Yeah, man.
Where he's like jumping up on walls and
he is he's every single
you mix everything
action star except for Bruce Willis.
Except he's Bruce Willis and Die Hard also.
Oh, is he?
Absolutely, because he's a wise ass and he's resourceful.
Yeah.
He's got blood all over him at the end.
And he's always like,
let me get the green ones. You know, he's got that shit.
Wow, you guys. Sometimes we spoil you and we get you Christina Aguilera, but this time we got you Sam Rockwell.
I did. Well,
he's a very special guest.
Sam, thank you for coming in. I know it's busy. I know. Thank you for staying 6 feet back. And I pushed the mic. Thank you very much. I got to disinfect
the
mic here. Hold
on. Put the microphone
there
down.
There we go. Let me disinfect the mic. Okay, there we go. Thank you. Sorry, Sam. It's nothing personal, but I don't know what you have. So
yeah, exactly. You don't know what you got.
Very nice of him to stop by.
Yeah.
Very nice. I hope the dogs don't bark at him.
Anna Kendrick is out with her roommate, so we cut. So this movie has a lot of really fast cuts. It goes really fast pace, and we're always going in between like four different storylines.
Always
following Tim Roth, Sam Rockwell,
wannabe Pulp
Anna
Fiction.
Kendrick, or Ziggy from The Wire.
They got Ziggy from The Wire. They
Ziggy's
got
vodka.
They got Tim Roth from Reservoir Dogs. They got fucking RZA, which means that
they do have RZA.
Which means that that Ziggy has now been in scenes in two different things with two separate members of the Wu-Tang Clan with Method Man.
And we all know that Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
Well, that's the thing. And what I wonder is, they take her out to a club. This is where you're talking about now.
Yeah, they're going dancing. Like, and she's hammered.
She's been drinking for 2 days in a closet. So her friends are like, hey, let's take you out drinking.
Yeah.
What the fuck kind of friends are these?
No,
who
it's
are these
horrible.
People? They're. She needs like P.S. I love you friends who came over and were like, hey, let's clean
that's
you
exactly
up.
Exactly what I was going to
say.
Get
you a
pizza.
Take you outside.
Anna Kendrick needed somebody to help her get her Gershon.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And a little bit of.
Thank you.
Lisa Kudrow.
Yeah, these friends.
Where they're
like,
honey, you need to get out. Yeah. Let's, you know.
This is terrible. They set her loose on the world with more alcohol
when
she's been in a closet drinking wine.
What I did appreciate, though, was that she's hammered and she's like, I'm going to text my ex-boyfriend. And she's like, do you think I should tell him that I'm pregnant? And they're like, no. And they took her phone away. So I was like, you know what?
That was
a very nice thing that they did for her, you know, saving her from herself.
She's
Don't text your ex-boyfriends when you're drunk.
That's bad. Good call. That's always good advice. She's like, should I tell him I'm pregnant? Should I tell him I'm dying?
Yeah.
It's like, Jesus.
It was weird. But anyway, like, nothing about anybody's dialogue, things that they say, conversations, is anything that normal people do.
No.
They're like,
no.
She's like saying out loud.
Nothing.
Like, she's arguing with herself in the closet. She's like, no, you're stupid. I'm not going to have a threesome with you. You're stupid. Like, she's
full dialogue.
A fake argument with her ex-boyfriend, and she's like drunk in the closet. And they're like, oh, no, she's back to her college days.
Yeah, I'm she's
like,
reverted to
if
college
this
days.
This is what she's doing. I'm like, this is a very serious thing that she's doing. This is not good. Like, she needs help.
She's in a full-blown psychosis.
Yeah.
She's in a complete
I would be very worried about my friend.
Yeah.
I'd be like, you're staying, but like, I mean,
she's
I guess
delusional.
They're all roommates. Oh, they live in New Orleans?
Yeah.
They live in a mansion
Everybody
in New
there
Orleans?
Had this huge
house. This house that these girls lived
spacious.
In. Oh my God.
Spacious was
spacious,
not the word.
Giant kitchen. I'm like.
High ceilings.
You live in
big
New
living
Orleans.
Room.
I've seen, if you have roommates, have roommates there, you definitely have bugs in your house.
Oh God,
especially
yes.
Especially in New Orleans.
Even nice places in New Orleans have bugs. It's it's just water. It's just happens. There's bugs. It's no offense, New Orleans. That's, you know, there's bugs. You're like, you can't get rid of these fucking bugs.
Well, because it's so humid there.
It's humid. It's the under. It's like sea level and swamp and everything else. It's, you're in their environment. There's bugs there. They're not going away. Period. Like, it's just, and rats too, for that matter.
And speaking of not going away, neither does this movie, because we're going back to the British guy.
Isn't the end? Fuck. No, we're only 24 minutes into this.
Okay.
Lord, help me, please.
Give me cancer now, God. Okay.
Lord, kill me now.
Back to Tim Roth. And he,
full disclosure, I prayed for death before we hit record.
Yeah, he did.
I actually said, pray for death. It didn't happen. I went, I guess we're hitting record then. One of the two. Because this,
he really
fucking,
did.
This fucking movie.
Okay.
My God.
So they, Tim Roth is, you know, he's with all the people that were trying to kill Sam Rockwell in the hotel. And then he, like, on this, like, tablet thing was, like, assigning him a new identity through, like, identity roulette. So he's this, like, FBI agent. This is your new name. Like, the robot's like, this is your new name, and you're an FBI agent from Alabama. And he's like, okay, and, like, putting a suit on and whatever.
It was like a keygen for, like, if you stole downloaded a program illegally, like, 10 years ago. Like, it was like an identity generator.
Yeah, so it's identity. It's like, I called it identity roulette tablet.
That
because
works
it was just
as well,
you press shuffle and it's just like, here you go. But anyway, so he's an FBI agent and he's from Alabama and he's supposed to go to New Orleans and go, you know, find
which Joe FBI.
This is when we learn that this is, that they're in New Orleans, because we have no idea where they are. We have no idea where they were before.
Seems tropical.
We have no idea.
That's all I know.
Whatever. Yeah. They like to drink there. So you're like, oh, okay, whatever.
Could be anywhere.
So now we're back to Anna Kendrick. We're cutting back. She's at her friend's work, which is like an animal. Like, it's called like Zoe's Place or something like that. I don't really remember. But she takes care of a bunch of cats. And Anna Kendrick is wearing these like cat ear headband. And she's being weird.
Yeah. Like a 9-year-old.
And I don't even really mean that she's being weird. Like,
she's being weird.
She's being fucking weird. And if one of my friends was doing this, I would be like, do you need to go to the hospital?
Yeah, none of her friends.
Did you hit your head?
None of her friends say it that succinctly.
Because she's like, I love this cat. I want to be friends with this. And I'm just like, she's just like saying all of her inner dialogue out loud. And you're like, are you fine? Are you okay?
Yeah, her friend's like, well, you can't tell that cat's, you get near it, it's going to scratch you. That cat's crazy. That cat, you got to, we got to drug it to move it and all this shit. And she's like, oh, I'll just reach it and grab it.
Yeah, she's like, I, you know, I feel one with this cat or whatever the fuck. But it definitely attacks both of them.
Yeah.
And she says that she's going to go home, Anna Kendrick, and because she's kind of like, yeah, wow, you really took the worst of it. And then, you know, whatever. And so then she's like, can I go home now? And the friend's like, yeah.
Please do.
Yeah, please do. So Anna Kendrick stops at the store. She's looking at stuff. Sam Rockwell is in the exact same store.
Oh, boy.
He looks at her and then decides, bingo, bango, bongo, this is my gal.
Yeah, immediately.
Whatever.
Just picked
her
out.
So she rounds
the
corner.
She looks 12 and drunk. That's my girl.
Yeah, because who knows if she's drunk at this point. We have no idea.
She looks like a drunk teenager stumbling around the store.
She's never hungover. She's never...
No.
Anything, but so she's, you know, rounding the corner of one of the aisles. They hit into each other. All the condoms fall, and he catches all of them. They're all stacked up on each other. And she's like, whoa, how did you do that?
Yeah, he does like a Matrix thing where he's got two perfect stacks of boxes of
all
condoms,
the condoms
in his hand.
Yeah. So she's like,
this is their meeting scene, by the way.
And then he's like holding these boxes of condoms in his hands, and he's like, so what's up? You want to go on a date?
Yeah.
And she's like, just like, sure, okay. And the two of them, when I tell, they're both crazy.
Yeah, they're both certifiably insane.
They're both crazy. Like, she's like, why are you, I'm sure I'll go out with you if you're going to serial kill me. And then they're just like, they're doing this weird, like,
they
banter back and
walk,
forth.
Right.
And they're go for a walk. They go eat hot dogs. And like, somebody starts like shooting at them.
Yeah, there's a sniper. And the way they're walking and talking, if you told me they're walking and talking on the grounds of a mental institution because they're both patients, I would go, oh, that makes sense. Okay, that I get it. Like, if you turn the movie on, you'd think, oh, this must be two mental patients who are walking around the grounds. That's what you think.
Yeah.
But no, they're getting to know each other.
And they've, like, invented this world. Yeah. Like, that would have been kind of cool if they invented this scenario that people are whatever. But
at the end of the movie, they were both in a mental institution, I would have said, all right, that makes sense more than this fucking movie. He did.
Because then, like, so she, like,
he's always got a hitman.
There's a sniper. They shot at him, and then he just kind of like looked around. But no, Anna Kendrick wasn't like, was that a bullet? Like, yeah, what was that?
Yeah.
What? Not even is that a bullet, just what was that? Because yeah. It clearly disturbed like bushes or like the ground next to her.
She heard something.
And then he like does a dance move. He's like, watch out. And then he does a dance move with her and it's all slow-mo and this bullet goes in between them and she's just like, what was that for? Because she's talking about the dance, not that a bullet was coming
yeah,
at
what,
them.
How?
And he goes, some poopy head's trying to kill me. And she's like, okay. Like, what?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. And this starts the thing of
this would bring
always
up
telling
so many
her
questions. He tells her the truth,
which she always just assumes he's kidding.
Well, because
that's
they're both like, that's what they do. They're both really sarcastic with each other. And they're both like, oh, some poopy head was, you know, this guy was trying to kill me and my friend was trying to, and she's like, oh yeah, I mean, obviously.
Yeah, clearly.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
If you told me that some poopy head was trying to kill you, I'd be like, first of all, poopy head is a hilarious word. Second of all,
but you're an adult. You shouldn't use it. Go away.
What are you talking about?
If an adult man who you didn't know,
that's true,
in the first 10 minutes of knowing him said the word poopy head about somebody, I think that would end the fucking conversation probably.
Are you fine, sir? Are you okay?
It's one thing if you know each other and you're sitting around and everything's all, the guy, they just met.
But
you don't lead with poopy head.
They do they have just met, and
it's an alternate title
for
this movie.
The two of them are talking, like, she's really opening up, like, you know, my ex-boyfriend recently cheated on me and it was just really devastating.
Scooby-Doo
and blah, blah, blah.
Thing she explains.
She says he kind of, he turned out to be an asshole because she talks about him in the past tense and he's like, oh no, how did he die? And she's like, oh, we broke up. Like, clearly he would only be dead if you talk about somebody in the past tense.
Yeah.
But anyway, so she's like, she calls him an asshole and she's like, but he's like a secret asshole.
Yeah. Like,
and that's like my new favorite term, like a secret asshole.
A secret asshole. Like,
because that's what this movie should have been called.
Yeah.
Like, secret asshole.
Secret asshole. It's like in your armpit or something.
So
now secret asshole.
The two of them are drunk and they're wearing matching outfits, by the way, best believe I will be getting us bitch one and bitch two shirts.
And then like 7-Eleven sunglasses or whatever.
Yeah, they have like these little heart-shaped sunglasses.
They're like tourists. They got beads on.
He's wearing a clown nose they're just hammered and they're walking and they have their first kiss, but like everything is so awkward. Like their conversation is weird. You don't know if there's chemistry. It kind of just seems like she has a defense mechanism like up as her sense of humor and where she's like uncomfortable, but she's trying to be like, ha 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 ha, you know, like whatever. And it's just really odd.
Well, the romance part's weird because if at any point in the movie you told me either of these things, these two are the same age or he's 40 and she's 12, I would have believed it.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yes.
If you said he's 40, she's 12, I would have went, oh God, what are we, this is gross, because I would have 100% believed it.
That's what I was going to say. I wonder how old he is because I think she's about 28.
That's what I'm thinking.
Because she was in about kindergarten during
late
that 20s. Video and then it says 23 years later and then whatever.
Yeah.
So she's at least less than 30.
Yeah, she's like old enough to where her roommates are like, hey, look, like we're not in college anymore. You should have your shit together. But she still has roommates.
But
so she's in that weird estuary.
But they do have their shit together because that house is huge.
It is. That's true. They
really
must. Yeah, they at least have a good real estate connection.
They had a great view, too.
Oh, this house is amazing. Yeah.
This house is great. Everybody's they have huge bedrooms. I'm like, wow.
Everybody's got
house.
Friends' apartments where it's like, you don't have that.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah.
So they go and they go back to her house. They have a sleepover, no sex. We cut to Ziggy Zabotka and some other weird guy, and they both have leather jackets in New Orleans, which I find very odd.
Ziggy. Uncle Frank fought at Zig. Sorry, that's an inside joke we have about The Wire.
Okay, if you do watch The Wire, have seen The Wire.
Yeah, season two.
Nick
Zabotka.
Nick Zabotka always looks like he is currently smelling a fart.
Always.
Uncle Frank, you fought? Okay.
You fought it, Uncle Frank. I smell it. You fought it, Uncle Frank. When he grabs him by the chest and he's like standing there and he's like, Ziggy's in jail. What are you talking about? He's like, Uncle Frank, I know you farted. Why are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Why'd you fart, Uncle Frank?
He looks like he farted. Google a picture of him. He always looks like he farted.
You smell that.
Or he's currently farting.
You smell that right now.
So they're trying to talk to each other and they just dumped somebody in the off the bridge. They just dumped the director off the bridge. So then that's why we think that the movie got worse, because now the director is dead.
He's dead.
Paco's dead. Gone. So now this is a free range movie. And now this is Tropic Thunder. And now it's all gone to hell.
Yeah, imagine if Tropic Thunder wasn't aware of itself and was like serious and wasn't a satire. That's what this movie is. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, it's almost like if they went one step further, they could have made it a satire. But they were like, no. This is where it's a quirky.
Exactly.
It's a quirky. Quirky, fast, romantic, fucking action movie. Nothing sarcastic about it.
I figured it was going to be a very tongue-in-cheek. Yes. Like, I was like, this is going to be satirical because it's called Mr. Right.
Yeah.
So, because we didn't do that Isn't It Romantic movie because it's satire. So we were like, well, it's hard, everything's going to be making fun of a rom-com, so we really can't do it.
It's hard to satire. If they're doing a cheesy scene to make fun of cheesy scenes, it's hard to make fun of them for doing a cheesy scene.
Hard so it's hard to be mad at them because we're doing that right now.
Exactly. So the only movies that take themselves very seriously can we do, and this does.
So we watch Ziggy and Johnny Moon. That's his name, Johnny Moon, in the other leather jacket with like bedazzled jacket. Yeah. I was like, no.
That's the level of giving up this movie has. Yes, they're like, I don't know, fucking Johnny Moon. All right, whatever.
His name's Johnny Moon.
Fucking scribble.
Yeah.
Johnny Moon. Done. There we go.
And
perfect.
Then it cuts to Anna Kendrick. She's waking up. There's a note where it says Sam Rockwell has gone to work and has a stick figure with a chair with a cat. Because she told him that she got attacked by a cat.
So she's like taming a cat like a lion.
Yeah, Tim Roth is spying on Sam Rockwell. And then we go back to Anna Kendrick with her roommate. More conversations that don't happen and they just don't exist. Nobody talks to their friends like that. She says she doesn't know his name. The roommate calls him Mr. Right. Winkety wink. And then this is when I know that it's not a satirical movie.
we'll give it away for you.
That right there.
Yeah.
Because I thought, I'm like, okay, they're kind of being like a tongue-in-cheek movie about
everything.
I was
worried about it, too, at
first.
They're
trying to be like,
nope.
I thought it was kind of more like the Miss Congeniality thing, where they're like, you know, they had this whole heist thing happening in the background. And I thought that they were kind of making fun of like an action movie / heist movie.
They take that shit dead serious.
This is, when she says, oh, you mean Mr. Right? I was like, oh, no. This is a serious movie.
They're not kidding. Oh, no, they mean it.
Sam Rockwell tells a weird man on the street that he is in love with Anna Kendrick. He's like, I'm in love with her. I think I'm in love. Yeah, the tap dancer guy. And Anna Kendrick says to her roommate, like, I don't know, maybe I'm in love with him. Like,
maybe he is Mr. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Here's a pancake. She's sloppily making pancakes.
And then she has to fry whipped cream.
Yeah, she's like, can you fry whipped cream? And she starts spraying it in the pan. Yeah. I don't know. Like, I guess you can if you want to melt it. Sure.
No.
Yeah, I don't think it has the structure like ice cream to get a sear on the outside if you deep fry it.
You have to respect.
You might be able to deep fry whipped cream.
Yeah.
But you need that hot oil. Like, it needs to be submerged. You couldn't just put it in a frying pan.
Yeah.
Like, with a little bit of.
Yeah, not on a pan.
You can't spray some Pam in there and shoot some whipped cream. Maybe you can. I don't know. You know what we're going to do? Next week, find out if you can fry whipped cream. We'll try after the show.
Yeah, I'll try it.
Let's do it.
Okay, so now the Tim Roth guy is trying to kill Sam Rockwell, but we don't know why he's trying to kill Sam Rockwell.
Nobody knows.
Or we don't know what he's
doing. Yeah.
I don't know who Tim Roth is in this world.
No.
I don't know who he is. They don't tell me. I don't know why he has a tablet that does identity roulette. I have no idea anything.
Is he all powerful? Is he some sort of like Interpol guy?
Is he his boss? Is he his mortal enemy? What's happening?
Is he the biggest crime boss on earth? Who the fuck is this guy exactly?
So
we never know.
Now we see Anna Kendrick and Sam Rockwell, and they're going on a date. How they knew to met up there, I have no idea. I've never seen them exchange phone numbers.
There you go.
I don't know. Like, I don't know that they. I don't know how they communicate. And you know what? It's none of my business.
And
but
people
they
are barely on phones in this movie too. Like people sitting around at restaurants, bunch of people at the bar just sitting there, like just hanging out with their drinks, not on their phones individually. It's like, what, are you kidding me?
Weird man is sitting at the bar and he keeps like eyeballing Sam Rockwell. Yeah. So Sam Rockwell sees him and is like, I'm going to go outside for a second. And then has this weird like fist fight in the parking lot
dancing
with this man. And he's dancing around and he ends up killing him. And
the guy calls him a bitch like 600 times every time the guy beats him up.
But he's calling him a bitch a whole
while
heck of
he's
a
getting
lot
beat
for
up.
Someone who's not very good at fighting.
That's the I had a friend one time when I was like 13, 14 years old. We were at this, I don't know what it was, arcade thing. And these two, and my friend got in a fight with this guy. And this guy kept punching him in the face. And my friend had him by the shirt. And he kept saying, I'm going to kick your ass if you don't stop. And the guy would punch him in the face and he'd warn him again. And it's like, well, he's punching you. Obviously,
yeah.
He's not heeding your
mind.
Warning.
Yeah, he doesn't
you
mind.
Should probably fight back now. That's what I felt like this was. Like, you're a bitch as he's like getting kicked in the face
like,
five
okay,
times.
Okay, bitch. And then he pulls out two more knives. I'm like, you're not good at this.
You're getting
Stop
beat
it.
Up.
You're getting beat
you
up
your
and
gun
you keep
taken
calling
away.
Him a bitch.
So yeah, Sam Rockwell's like having fun dancing around. He's like Mr. I don't know. He's a ninja. He's a ninja.
They call him like the Bruce Lee and something else.
James Bond.
Bruce Lee. Yeah. Because he can do all these moves and he can dodge everything and he's very smooth. But he has killed this man, Sam Rockwell has. He has killed this man, stabbed him in the neck, and this man is just dead on many bags of garbage.
Yeah, just leaves him in the pile where like the busboys throw them.
But some guy was walking out to be on his phone.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, I'm interrupting something.
Yeah, because they were like, back
and
to
then,
back.
So. And Sam Rockwell's like, wow, that was really homophobic.
Yeah, I was like, oh boy, this is...
Yeah, which was an odd place for it. It didn't need to
just,
be there.
They want it to be funny so bad, and they're like,
but
wouldn't it be funny?
Funny?
No, it would have been funny in 1994 when this fucking movie was probably written. Then it would have been maybe funny, but that's the most played out type of joke, like in the middle of fighting, oh, that guy's really homophobic. Okay, back to fighting.
Yeah.
That's a cheesy joke.
Yeah.
It's hacky as fuck.
Okay, so Sam Rockwell is wearing a three-piece suit.
Yeah.
This is New Orleans. Wouldn't he be sweating?
Everybody is. The temperature doesn't matter here.
Weather is like on the Truman Show. It doesn't really exist.
Yeah.
Because one of these, and like one of the last scenes, when it's raining, I'm like, that is not how it rains anywhere on this planet.
No, it was bright and sunny.
It was bright
the sky
and
was
sunny and just dumping buckets.
Pouring
like,
rain.
It was wild.
It was,
I'm like, this is, you guys, this is like Mother Nature is really mad at us.
This is
not good.
It wasn't one cloud. It was raining from like outer space and not burning up upon entry.
And you could tell like 50 feet in either direction, no rain.
No rain.
It was only this one little house
weird.
Just whatever. But anyway.
It was so bright. They could have at least put some shades up on
Yeah,
it.
But fucking, like somebody
so
would have seen a dead body in that parking lot. But nope, nobody ever finds it.
That's the other thing too in this movie.
There's not a police siren.
There are gunfights that go on for fucking 8 minutes where there are dozens of rounds expelled over the course of a city block. There's corpses. There is never, I do not see one uniformed police officer even ever in the background of this entire movie.
They call one.
There's
they never
show up. There's never a siren like, hey, there's some cops coming because there's been 150 gunshots over the course of 10 minutes in a one block. Area.
I
don't care how shitty of a neighborhood you're in. Someone's going to come check that out.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, there's been a gunfight for literally the last 8 minutes.
Yeah,
I think maybe
somebody
should come check it out.
Exactly.
They might roll through.
Okay. So they're all, we go back to Ziggy and Johnny Moon and some other man named Richie, and they're all talking about how they want to hire Sam Rockwell to kill somebody for them.
Rival drug, who cares?
Yeah, which I didn't know that they were in a drug cartel because Ziggy tells Richie, he's like, what did they say about, you know, in therapy? And then Richie counts to 10 and he's like, there you go. I did it.
He's anger management.
Yeah, he's
gangster.
Got an anger management gangster thing.
Random gangster. Ziggy's from New Jersey, they say, but then they're in New Orleans. And I don't know.
And now we go back to the house with Anna Kendrick and Sam Rockwell. He won't tell her his name because he doesn't like it, which should be a huge red flag. But
she's
that's
like, that's
fine.
Cool.
And so she's like, how did you do that condom thing the other day? Like where you stacked them. And so
how are you in the Matrix is what she said.
Yeah, she's like, basically, how do you defy all
gravity
rules of
and
law
physics?
And,
how does that
and,
work?
You know, whatever. And he's just like, well, you know, there's like this current. And so he starts like moving his hands around with her.
Well, you missed one important step. With the current.
That's what I was about to say.
Okay. Good,
So he lays out all of these knives.
That's when it gets
on this couch, and he's like moving his he's like in a fork, like a barbecue, like a grilling fork.
These aren't like butter knives. These are all like one's a meat cleaver, one's a giant butcher knife. Like these are big knives.
Yeah,
these are crazy.
And he has like so he's like moving her hands around like with his hands, and then he puts a knife in his hand, and she's just like, okay, cool, yeah, I'm going with this. Hell no, get away from me with that damn thing.
Moving it back and forth in front of her face 2 minutes after he just told her, I won't tell you my name, but let me fucking wave a knife.
I don't like it.
Yeah, let me wave a butcher knife in front of your face, though. Like, and she's just like, well, let's see what's going on with this. And I'm like, run!
I'd like to see where this is
going. Holy shit, have you ever watched a fucking Dateline? Run!
Yeah.
Have you listened to Small Town Murder? Get the fuck out of there. This is bad shit. Go.
So he throws the knife up in the air, and then he catches it, and she's like, dude, what the fuck is wrong with you? Freaks out on him, and he's like, oh, I thought you were gonna catch it. And she's just like, why would you think I'm gonna catch it? Not mad at him.
Yeah.
Then he throws a knife at her,
and then
she catches it.
Yeah.
And like, you know, narrowly catching it like in between her fingers.
With the blade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she's like laughing.
She's cool
maniacally.
Now.
Maniacally. Yeah. And he keeps throwing knives at her, and she keeps catching them.
And then she's throwing them back at him, and he's catching them, and they're having like a catch in the middle of the room.
And then they make out, and then they go have sex. She still has no idea what his name
is. No idea what his name is. That I'm happy that scene happened, because the only normal reaction in the entire movie is her going, you gotta fucking go.
Yeah.
When he threw a knife up in the air, like, I don't know you. You're waving knives around. I know.
I was happy to see where this is going until you threw a knife in the air.
This was all fun and kooky and shit, but now it's getting a little murdery. You gotta fucking go now.
Yeah.
That never happened. And then they get into it. And that's the other thing is they don't explain. They sort of kind of explain, I guess, in passing, maybe how he has special powers when they say... When he says, I got brain damage, I'm thinking, before he was like a ninja before the brain damage.
The brain damage literally did
blows my whole theory of that. I thought maybe he knocked a fucking, a washer got knocked loose and he's a little.
I think that having brain damage only went from, made him do like a righteous killing.
You can go
type
from killing to being moral,
where
I get
it's
you.
Like,
okay.
Yeah, it's more like, I'm killing you because you're hiring me to kill somebody.
So there's no explanation why he has superpowers.
None of why he can slow time down. Anything in this movie.
And then there's extra no explanation because at least he had, quote, training that they mentioned.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that included ninja slow time down stuff. I don't know how that would be possible.
And that was why
Superman.
I thought maybe it was like a parody because he's so good at all this stuff.
Yeah.
Because in the Bourne Identity, he has like, you know, amnesia or something, and he just like wakes up and then he doesn't know who he is, and then he's just magically like able to fight everybody.
But
he's watched Bourne Identity so many times.
But they don't explain even in the slightest or make any even attempt to or any allusion to why the fuck Anna Kendrick can do all this shit all of a sudden.
Well, we don't. She just like picks up and he says like,
she doesn't even have training.
He's like, I can tell you have it. Like,
yeah.
You have the special powers
that I
have.
What, the Kvorka? What the fuck does she have?
Like, yeah.
It's the weirdest thing.
It's wild.
She can just, not only that, she can fight now. She has like master reflexes to catch knives, but she knows offense out of nowhere. Yeah. Like, this is.
And like, she has
we're ahead of ourselves.
The next morning after they have sex, she's in the shower, which again, this shower is so nice. It's in like a mansion.
Of course.
And he's like coming in the shower eating a banana.
Shower.
Sir, do not do that.
No eating
Get
in the shower.
Get your fruit out of my fucking shower.
No eating in the shower. What are we doing here?
And then this is also where I asked, who is this movie for? The great question. Oh, and by the way, guys, this movie is rated R, so there's tons of the use of the word F.
Word F? It helps.
The F word. Wow, my brain is really broken today. I got brain damage. Ooh, maybe I can catch
maybe
knives.
You can catch it. When we go upstairs, I'll start throwing knives at you. We'll find out.
Right after I deep fry some Ready Whip.
Well, we got to do one thing, one foot before the other. I think this movie was meant to be like the ultimate date movie. Like, it's got Anna Kendrick and she's cool and blah, blah, blah. So the chicks will like it and they like Sam Rockwell because he's handsome. But the dudes will like it because Sam Rockwell's like a fucking badass and there's action scenes.
Notice.
And he spins around and punches people and shoots them and hits them with knives. Yeah. I figure that's what they're going for.
Notice.
But it's for no one.
Yeah. Notice all of these rom-coms. We learn that girls with brown hair or dark hair or, you know, just non-yellow haired ladies are lovable too, because this movie,
sure
you're
are.
Like, yeah. Great, here you go. You can have Anna Kendrick.
Great.
But like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, she's all quirky and she's funny and she, you know, her boyfriend cheats on her with somebody else. And
you know what?
Blah, blah,
halfway
blah,
through the movie, you realize why the guy cheated on her. Halfway through the movie, you're like, you know what?
Scott.
He would have dumped you anyway, sweetheart, because you're a fucking nightmare. You're a nightmare. Or you should have dumped him. You're both terrible people. Yeah, he's a cheater. You're a nightmare. No, you don't belong together. But she is a nightmare. She's like one of these movies, like a lot of these rom-coms, they'll have a thing where there'll be like a nerdy guy and somehow he's in love with this chick who's just a free spirit and blah, 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 blah. And that's the usual formula. But they're like both crazy. That's the formula here. Like we're both so kooky.
We're both so quirky.
Yeah,
because... Then he takes her to like quote unquote work because he has to go meet up with somebody.
Yeah,
and she's like, "So I saw your scar on your back." Doesn't ask for his name. They've
still,
had sex.
Still no
they've
name.
Had. He's introduced a banana into the shower.
They've had knife play.
They've had knife play, and you know he's causing her to make pancakes in the morning, and she's not like, "Hi, so you never told me what your name is, and like we just had sex, so you think that would be important?" She's like, "Would love to know what that scar is."
Yeah, I'd like to know if Bill just busted a nut in me. I'd like to know who did this.
Yeah,
who is it?
Wow. So. She just is like accepting that he doesn't like his name and he's not going to tell her that. Okay, so we'll never find out. James will never find out who busted a nut in Anna Kendrick. Gross. So he takes her to go meet up with
somebody. Does that belong to Ted on the small of my back? What is that? Sorry.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
Okay.
Terrible, isn't it?
Yes. So someone is hiring Sam Rockwell to... kill somebody.
Yeah.
And so he meets up with somebody on a bridge.
He's a hot
and
commodity.
He's like, okay, who hired you? And he's being watched by the
other,
like New Orleans police and Tim Roth or whatever that guy's name is. He's like the FBI in New Orleans or whatever. And this, and Tim Roth is supposed to be like an FBI agent from Alabama. Who cares?
Who's like in charge of the operation.
Nobody fucking tells us what's happening.
Tim Roth is in with everybody.
Yeah.
He knows the gangsters.
He's in the FBI.
I think he was probably the original owner of the cat.
Yeah.
You're right. He trained him to
attack. I trained this cat to attack people.
Anna Kendrick in specific.
So Sam Rockwell asks the guy like, "Hey, listen, who hired you?" And the guy's like, "I'm not going to tell you. Who cares? Mind your business. Doesn't matter who hired me. This is who you're looking for." And so he pulls out the picture and he's being super loud about it. And he's like, "Oh, Garcia," or whatever the fuck he said. Who knows?
You want to kill this guy?
And then he takes out his gun with silencer.
Rockwell does.
Yeah, sorry.
Pronouns.
Sam, pronouns, pal.
Yeah.
Sam Rockwell. Tells him, like, pulls out his gun with a silencer and then kills this guy in broad daylight in front of the New Orleans police guy, in front of Tim Roth, and in front of Anna Kendrick.
It's on a bridge, like a walking, might as well be on a stage.
Yes,
literally everyone from anywhere around could see two people standing on a fucking bridge in the middle.
Exactly.
You could have been a half mile down the river and you could have watched the guy fucking fall and know exactly who did it. It was ridiculous.
So, I don't understand because he puts a clown nose on to do it and I don't get, this is again,
for
I'm like,
three
what's
seconds.
With the clown nose? I have no idea. But
he puts it on, shoots, and then takes it off and puts it back in his pocket. You're like, what?
Anna Kendrick sees him shoot the man. She's upset.
We're still at the part where she doesn't even know. Oh, God.
He takes her home because she's like, "Can you take me home now?"
Yeah.
She doesn't want to talk to him. Tim Roth comes up to her and approaches her and tells her Sam Rockwell is a murderer for hire, but he only kills people who hire him to kill people. So she is like, okay. She has learned his name. It's Francis. And then she says, "Am I in danger?" And the British guy says, like, "It's so weird. Like, he's so different around you."
Yeah.
No, he doesn't.
I don't think you're in danger.
He shows emotions and expresses himself. So you're, you're an asset to me.
Yeah.
Because I want to keep you around because he's going to be drawn to you. So you need to let me know, like, if he ever contacts you. So because we still don't know who Tim Roth is. So we're like, okay, so he's trying to catch Sam Rockwell for some reason.
Yeah.
Now we go back to Ziggy and his Johnny Moon friend, other leather jacket friend.
I gotta say, you're doing a hell of a job trying to make sense of this plot and like weaving it together.
My brain wants it to.
It is mushed together like one big stew for me, and I'm like, what the fuck? And you're unraveling it in a very professional way. Thank you for doing that.
This is why I could pay big bucks, you guys. Okay, so they're trying to kill Sam Rockwell for killing their person. Because Ziggy and Johnny Moon are like, okay, so we're going to kill him because he killed our dude.
Yes.
Which doesn't make any sense. And that's,
of course not.
That's fine.
Nothing does. We got to move on. Who cares?
Anna Kendrick.
We're not making sense. We're just relaying what happened at this point.
Yes. We cut back to Anna Kendrick, and Sam Rockwell is going over to her house. He sees Tim Roth there, and he, throws a grenade at him. And then Tim Roth is trying to walk up the stairs and like, oh boy, who threw a grenade? And then Sam Rockwell chases him in the neck.
Sneaky,
and drags him in the house. And Anna Kendrick is like, what's happening? Why are you dragging this man in the house with me?
Is he dead?
Yeah, is he dead? Don't bring a dead body in my house. She says that she wants to take a break, but it's been 3 days. And then she's like, let's make out. He told me what your name was, and he's being all like, it's so funny because he's like, oh, he told you my name?
Yeah,
and
then he starts
like
kicking
the shit
guy.
Out of Tim Roth for telling him the name, and he's like, oh man, I don't like my name. Like, he's even being weird and funny about this, which doesn't make any sense.
In every single scene, even if it's inappropriate for humor, even if humor doesn't make sense, even if humor isn't the most expeditious way to even get a laugh, they're still going to fucking cram it up your ass in this movie.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're definitely going to cram it right up your ass. You're gonna take it.
Heigled in the butthole is what you're getting.
Sam Rockwell reveals that the British guy, Tim Roth, is not with the FBI, and he's a notoriously bad guy.
Of course. That's the thing. Notoriously bad. How? Why? Who is he?
In what way?
Never tell you. Just notoriously bad. Good enough for this movie.
Doesn't even like say, I guess he does mention, because he
is he an international terrorist? Is he, who is he? What does he do?
In the car, when he's talking about his scar, he does say, like, my friend, he blew the building up and like blah, blah, blah. So I think that we know that they worked together on something. So
that was the CIA.
Would Sam Rockwell be a bad guy as well?
Well, no, because he said Sam Rockwell said that was back when they were in the CIA. So apparently both of these guys are former CIA.
I missed that part.
That was when he was in the car. When he's talking about the Serbia and the thing fell on me. He goes, that was when I was back with the company, the CIA, blah, blah, blah. So, and he says he didn't lie about it. So he was with the CIA. So was Tim Roth. And according to Tim Roth taught Sam Rockwell everything Sam Rockwell knows.
Yeah.
So apparently Tim Roth was a former head of something in the CIA that has now gone rogue in some, I don't know, international terror way, possibly.
Yeah,
or,
I'm not sure.
I don't know how
they
he makes money.
This at all.
They don't explain how he makes money.
No.
Going around.
He's a hitman.
But no one's hiring him to do anything. He's just like
tons
settling.
Of people are hiring him.
Who? He's settling grudges at this point. Yeah. He's trying to kill Sam
that
Rockwell.
That lady in the hotel hired him.
No, no, not Sam Rockwell. Tim Roth.
Yeah,
how does Tim Roth make money?
Yeah, yeah.
What's he doing to make money?
The identity roulette.
Is he just his FBI paycheck?
A CIA
he's
person.
Like, sweet, I'm on the payroll. Maybe he's still in the CIA and he's
I
just
have
very
no
shit.
Idea.
They really could have explained
but,
that and
so
made
he,
a more
yes,
sense of this movie.
They really should have explained that.
A little bit.
But,
but I don't know why.
I mean, who? What? It's fine.
What are you going to do?
Okay, so Anna Kendrick so has decided that she is cool with him killing people. She's like, no, it's fine. That's great. You know, so they make out.
Laid
they're back together.
Chick.
I'm very upset right now. Sam Rockwell fights with a bunch of people. In the next scene, one guy got stabbed right in the butt crack.
Right
in the butt. Like, seriously, like
right
in between
the
cheeks.
Butthole.
Right above the butthole.
Yeah.
Right there in the tailbone.
Like maybe 2 inches above butthole.
Right in his coccyx.
Yeah, that's a rough one.
Yeah.
It's a rough wound.
It is a rough wound. That's although I've never seen that before. I've never seen somebody get stabbed right in between the cheeks.
I have seen someone get stabbed like in the like on the wire. Omar stabs a guy in the ass in prison. If you remember in jail, there was a guy who attacks him. He shanks him there, but never in such the way they showed it in this movie. The guy was bent over and it was like framed.
They were
like,
okay, we're going to get this butt stabbing.
Knife in the butt crack. Yeah, it was really on top of shit with special effects.
Then Ziggy and Johnny Moon, I think they like hire RZA.
Sure. Yeah, RZA's in this, which like we said before, that's awesome. I'm like, sweet, RZA.
They hire RZA, and...
He's not a bad actor either, actually, for a rapper.
RZA shot, he was the best part of
the
movie.
He wasn't fucking bad. He was pretty good, actually.
He shot Sam Rockwell with this, like, Yosemite Sam gun.
Yeah, he called it an Elmer Fudd shotgun.
Elmer Fudd shotgun,
is what he kept referring it to.
And... Oh, no, the Yosemite Sam is the six shooter thing.
Yeah.
Elmer Fudd. I don't know why I couldn't think of Elmer Fudd.
But he shot him with birdshot.
Had birdshot, yeah.
That was the point. They gave him they sent him to kill the most dangerous international blah, blah, blah,
and
blah, blah.
They gave
blah,
him a birdshot.
With a fucking rifle with a birdshot in it that didn't even kill Dick Cheney's friend. That's what Dick Cheney back in the day shot his friend in the face with, who was like a 90-year-old man, and that guy was fine.
It goes into his arm and like into his forehead, and...
Yeah, he blocks it with his hand because he sees it coming slow motion.
And then Sam Rockwell looks at him and he's like, how come you didn't take her hostage? And he's like, oh, I didn't think that would be cool.
Yeah.
RZA says that. Like, I didn't think that'd be cool, man. And it was like, okay.
The start of the friendship between him and RZA.
Then Anna Kendrick is like, okay, babe, like, we've got to go. And she looks at RZA and she's like, thank you so much for not taking me hostage.
Yeah. And it's like, okay,
we got to go.
Later,
it's been really
guys.
Fun. Because, ugh. Again, this is like a weird world where... There's comedy in
everything, in every deadly situation. While people are bleeding, they're cracking jokes back and forth all the time.
And then the next time, so they're running around and they're trying to fight these people and shoot these people. RZA hits him with a bat, hits Sam Rockwell with a bat. He takes Anna Kendrick.
Now they're taking her hostage.
Yeah, now he's taking her hostage. Tim Roth wakes up from his tased nap.
Yes, it's Sam Rockwell.
He's tased and confused, and he walks up to where Sam Rockwell is that he just fought with all of Ziggy and Johnny Moon's friends, or their Craigslist criminals, they call them, or whatever.
They just hired a bunch of like random thugs off the street to go try to take out this international ninja
hitman. Sam Rockwell, he's like hiding behind something, and then he's like... Okay, did you see? Because he shot somebody, and then he's like, did you see how that went? Anybody want to, take their chance to run away right now? And then some guy drops his gun and runs away, and Ziggy's like, we paid you for the day.
We paid you for the day, like the guy's a roofer or some shit. And it's like, dude, this
and
movie.
Then, yeah, and then they just do this silly, it's like silly action movie.
The only thing that would have been dumber is if this guy ran over to a time clock and punched out with his card and then took off further. Like, that's how dumb this fucking felt. And I felt like it was going to be that. Like, it was that stupid.
So Tim Roth, after, Sam Rockwell has like taken most everybody out except for Ziggy. Tim Roth comes up and he shoots the other two people and because Sam Rockwell didn't kill them. He just kind of like shot them like in the leg.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's not, because he promised Anna Kendrick he's not going to kill anybody.
Yeah.
So he's wounding people now.
Yeah, he's just wounding.
He's hitting people
wounding.
In the shoulder and kneecapping people. Yeah. And just enough to get them to stop trying to kill him.
Yeah, and so... Ziggy, we find out now after, they have a little back and forth, Sam Rockwell and Tim Roth, we find out that Ziggy and Johnny Moon have a plan where they are taking Richie's job. So he's like, okay, here's what's going to happen. The girl is upstairs in Richie's office, and then Sam Rockwell is going to come. He's going to kill everybody in his path. And then,
obviously,
up to and including Richie.
Clearly, yeah.
Right.
Then I'm in charge.
Then Ziggy wants, he's going to be in charge.
Of course he is. Yeah, that's the big criminal mastermind plan in this movie. Those are the stakes.
Yeah.
A group who you don't know what they are, who they represent,
why they're doing, or why they matter.
Or even barely the hierarchy of it, the power structure of that particular organization is at stake. So, God forbid, everybody.
Ziggy wants to be...
Stuff.
He always wants to do stuff, and he's just not smart enough.
Yeah, that character, that actor just must be really good at doing that role.
Yeah, he's not good at it. But
he thinks he's smarter than he is.
We find out that Richie is Ziggy's brother, because he's like, I'm going to tell Mom that you did this, like, whatever. But RZA is with the line of the movie in this scene right here. He tells like either Ziggy or Richie, he's like, just give me my money and I'll get the fuck out of here. And I was like, that's why RZA did this movie.
Yeah, that's
just give me my money and get me the fuck out of here.
That was an actual line probably that he said to somebody, and they're like, we should put that in the script. He
sounded really cool.
He sounded good saying that. Yeah. I feel like that was natural. You're gonna, you know what, one more day, RZA, we're gonna put you in. There you go.
Just one more day, RZA.
Give me my money, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Oh, yeah. It's gold.
Say that at some point in the movie.
It's gold.
But here we are, James. We're in the home stretch. We're like in the last like 20 minutes.
Fuck
okay.
for that.
Anna
Good
Kendrick
Lord.
Is tied up to a chair. She's got her mouth duct taped and she's got her hands duct taped to the chair. Ziggy's asking her what it's like to date a serial killer. And he's like, he's slapping her a lot.
Oh, he is slapping her around, calling her a bitch left. He's like, you fucking bitch. Yeah. And he's like, just smapping her back and forth.
And she's like laughing so hard.
Yeah.
And she's like, he's going to kill you. And I'm like, okay, so first of all, now all of a sudden you're very sure of all of his skill sets. And you're like, you know, he didn't see any, she hasn't seen him masterfully kill anybody. She watched him kill somebody in broad daylight.
Yeah. It just pulled a gun out and shot him by surprise.
That's it.
And what keeps Ziggy from killing her in this scene? Because normally
you want Sam Rockwell to come there kill.
They know she has. He can shoot her in the head and Sam Rockwell's still coming for her. Sam Rockwell won't know that she's been shot in the head. So what's keeping her from going? What's keeping him from going? I've had enough of your fucking mouth. Goodbye. And then sit there and wait for Sam Rockwell to come. And when he comes to collect his corpse,
this is how bad of a job he would do as Richie.
There you go. He would be a bad Richie.
He would be a very bad Richie. Because
there's
he is a poor man's Richie.
There's no stake. Normally they have the girl. It's like she can insult them and they want to kill her so bad, but they can't because they need her for they don't need her for anything. They need her for nothing.
Yeah, she's like, if you want to die, Sam Rockwell is happy to deliver that for you. And if he doesn't, I'm going to.
Yeah.
So now, not only is she confident in her boyfriend that she only just learned what his name was, she's confident in his skill set. She's confident in her own.
She caught two knives.
I'm fucking crazy and I will kill you.
She's a T-Rex.
She's a T-Rex.
She caught two knives. That's the wealth of her knowledge is I caught two knives, so I'm going to kill a bunch of gangsters who have
and
guns.
And also, I deep fried Ready Whip. So I'm going to, you know, come get some.
I'm obviously willing to take chances.
Yeah,
I won't do a threesome, but I'll deep fried Ready Whip. So.
I'll kill you slowly with some deep fried Ready Whip, or I'm going to fucking throw some hot oil at you. You have no idea what I'm capable of.
I'll put red wine in your fish, ruin your dinner. You never know. You just never fucking know.
Nope. At this point, James was like, wait, so why did Ziggy hire Sam Rockwell to like kill anybody? We do find out that Ziggy hired Sam Rockwell to kill Richie because James was like, well, wait, because I remember we discussed this. He's like, well, if Sam Rockwell kills people who hire him, wouldn't the word get around that when you hire Sam Rockwell,
he'll kill you?
Yeah.
If word got around that he exists to kill. So that's the point is he's trying to hire Sam Rockwell to kill someone on his brother's behalf. So Sam Rockwell will kill his brother.
Yeah.
That's
so he's trying to say Richie hired you to kill somebody. And so now, you know, Sam Rockwell will kill Richie.
Exactly. And then Ziggy will be in charge. That's the whole big plot
throughout
in this movie that no one cares
throughout
about.
Throughout this whole montage of and barrage of shit, every like other line out of Sam Rockwell's mouth is, I'm just here to pick up my girlfriend.
I'm just trying to pick up my girlfriend. That's all
I
keep saying.
I'm just trying to pick up my girlfriend. I'm just here to pick up my girlfriend.
I don't know why everybody's breaking my balls.
I'm sorry. Who are you? What's going on? Oh, yeah. I'm just here to pick up my girlfriend.
It's so like he went to a salon and he's like, I don't know. She said she was going to be in here. I don't see her in either. I'm here to pick up my girlfriend. A short girl, brown hair. You seen her?
Kind of weird. She's a T-Rex.
Kind of weird. She's going to be... She would have made a scene by now. Trust me. You'd know her if
you'd
saw her.
You'd know who she was.
Trust me. She'd
There's no other girls here, so probably the only girl that's here.
Is anyone here drinking wine? That'll be her.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Is there a drunk one here?
Is there a drunk one? Do you have a wine closet, maybe? Because I'm assuming she'll be in there.
Do you have a closet where she's drunk and hiding? Okay. So Ziggy ends up shooting his brother.
Thank fuck.
It was you, Ziggy.
Yeah, they wrestle over
a
gun.
Like Fredo.
Yeah, Sam Rockwell outs the plot, basically. And he's like, well, I guess he wants you to, you guys should discuss that. And he leaves a machine gun behind for them to wrestle over.
He's so smart.
That's what I mean. He's 10 times smarter. He's 5 steps ahead of everybody in this movie.
Even though he just learned that Ziggy hired him.
Yeah,
he's
10 seconds ago. And he has brain damage, but 10 steps ahead.
Yeah, and he's distracted because his girlfriend needs to pick up his girlfriend.
He's trying to pick up his girlfriend.
All right, so Ziggy shoots Richie. Sam Rockwell's just way too smart for the room.
Yeah.
And he finds Anna Kendrick, and she is tied up in a chair, and Johnny Moon like runs away. We don't know where he went.
He's gone.
But the Tim Roth sneaks up on Sam Rockwell. We have a fist fight in the Impossible Rain.
Of course.
Johnny Moon grabs
the Impossible Rain. That's what we're calling it. Just the Impossible Rain.
It's wild. If you watch it, it's on Netflix. Watch it, and you're going to be like,
wild,
if you can make it that far, the rain is worth it because you're going to laugh really hard at it. Johnny Moon grabs Anna Kendrick, and he's like hitting her, and you know all this stuff, and then he tells her about how he like killed his friend's turtle.
He was mad at his friend, who was a dick, so he realized, I can't beat up my friend, but I am stronger than his turtle, so I'll kill his turtle.
And he was talking about like the turtle screaming, and like, did you ever know? You know the sound that a turtle makes when you crush it, or whatever.
It's
and he's like, and he does this weird scream, and then he's like, it screams, and then he says that he likes to kill turtles. He loves crushing turtles.
He said, I realized it wasn't about me being mad at him. It was just that I like crushing turtles.
Yeah.
And then he acts
like
he's going to kill.
Moon, that's
then
wild.
He's got his knife out, and he's about to kill Anna Kendrick to piss Sam Rockwell off.
She can fight. She can fight. She's kicking his ass.
It's going to throw Sam Rockwell. All of a sudden, that's the thing. She knows how to fight, not just dodge knives.
She uses her instinct to dodge him about to shank her.
She knows karate now out of nowhere as well. That's the thing. She's kicking him in the chest and like hitting him with objects. Like she's like a ninja all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I'm like, what the fuck is going
on?
And
then she kills him.
To death. Just beats him silly with like a statue.
I don't know if she... Yeah, with a statue. That's
a statue.
I didn't see. She says that she killed him with a statue.
Yeah, I don't know if it was like... I thought it was a top of a banister thing at first, but
then
it's a statue.
Then she answers a cell phone. It's Ziggy, and he's calling Johnny Moon to say Richie's dead. And then she's like, yeah, well, I killed your friend. And she says that she's a T-Rex and she's invincible. Because that's...
That's after she kills Ziggy, she says that.
Oh, that's right.
Because
she runs into Ziggy, and then he puts a gun in her face, and then she like flips it upside down.
She
and
dodges the bullet first, right in her face, from a foot away, close range.
Dodges the bullet. Great instincts.
And then grabs the gun and flips it around in his hand, and like pulls the trigger and shoots him, and then unloads on him and like shoots him like four more times.
And then we're fist fighting in the very real rain again. It's very sunny, raining very hard.
Absolutely. Tim Roth is... we cut to them handcuffed together with guns on each other. That's the thing.
Yep.
Sam Rockwell and Tim Roth.
RZA ends up shooting Tim Roth.
Yeah.
And...
He saves...
Sam Rockwell says that the bounty on that guy's head is $5 million. So RZA's like, great, I'm rich.
Hey, woohoo, and RZA's rich.
Apparently...
because RZA the whole time is like, he's like, hey, I'm not a dirtbag like these guys.
He's rolling.
They're just paying me. Yeah. Every time him and Sam Rockwell run into each other, they like talk
like
and hang out. Like, hey, what's up, dude? Not too much. Well, I'll see you in there and we try to kill each other. All right,
sharing
later, bro.
Gummy bears.
Yeah, gummy bears and fucking RZA's smoking a joint with him. It's just very,
So he says, did you save any green gummy bears for me? Yes, I did. And then Anna Kendrick sees him. She's like, BB. You have gummy bears? Can I have some?
Oh, Christ.
She tells Sam Rockwell she killed two people and she got shot in the face. She's laughing.
Oh, yeah. Dying like a fucking loon.
She's like crying, laughing. She thinks
she's
it's so funny.
A
she's
disturbed
like,
person.
Did you get shot in the face? And she's like, yeah, I did.
It's so funny.
Smash cut to Anna Kendrick and Sam Rockwell. Well, they walk off saying, we got to get to the hospital. And the RZA drives them to the hospital. But anyway, so now they're eating some pho, and I think they're in Vietnam. I didn't look to see where they are. They're in Vietnam, and they're eating some pho. And they're discussing where they're going to go next, like what country they're going
to
go next.
They have
talk
to bounce
about
around.
Thailand or
international hitmen constantly trying to kill them. So you got to
move.
It
was Thailand or what?
I don't remember. I don't remember Thailand because that's where they chose.
Okay.
But I don't remember.
But anyway,
I was so checked out by now. I was like, it's almost over, man.
He was like, it's a jalapeno pepper, and we'll go to Thailand.
Yeah.
So she picks the jalapeno pepper, and they're going to go to Thailand. There's some guy, and he's got a sniper. He's like hiding in these like
bushes.
No. Burlap sack area thing.
Yeah.
And he's got a burlap sack over him and he's got a giant scope coming out of this thing and he's sticking out like a sore fucking thumb. And Sam Rockwell writes on the tray, "Where's the girl?" And then all of a sudden people are like, "Uh-oh, where's the girl? Where's the girl? Where's the girl?" Over like a radio.
Over his radio,
and
the sniper's radio.
And here comes Anna Kendrick, and she's right in his face.
She's got a gun on him and shoots him.
Yep, she's got a gun, and she's like, "What are you looking at?" And then shoots him. The end. It's over. Holy fuck.
Yeah, so now he doesn't kill people anymore. Now she does. I feel like that's the what they.
I felt like they were a
decided.
Team now.
They're a team.
I don't think that they both. I think they both killed.
Oh, you
people.
Think they're both going to be?
I think it's whoever.
They haven't showed him kill anybody in a while.
I think that it is. I think it's like since they know that they're mostly going to be looking for Sam Rockwell, not necessarily Anna Kendrick.
But if they're together,
she's
what's the
like
difference?
The wild card.
Yeah, I guess.
That's what I mean. Like they don't expect it from her.
Yeah.
And she's the more deadly one because she's little and cute.
I suppose. Well,
all right.
She's little anyway.
There is only one thing that we can do, one place that we can go.
Only
where
one.
Can we turn to? The Hygelmeter.
To the Hygelmeter?
The Hygelmeter is our unit of measurement to how we rate our movies on a scale of 1 Hygel to 5 Hygels, 5 Hygels being the most punishing movie you've ever seen in your entire life. 1 Hygel, not that bad.
Yeah. You go first this time.
Oh, yeah, this week it's my turn. Okay, so I looked at the letters of... I have a formula this
week.
I looked at the letters of the movie, okay, that spell out Mr. Right. So I added up... Each one, like, you know, so M is like the 13th number. And
yeah.
So I did that. I added it up and it comes out to be 87.
Okay.
And then the movie is 95 minutes long. So I multiplied 87 by 95 and I got 8,265 Hygels. That's what I'm going to give it.
Okay. Well,
okay,
there
what about
you go.
You, James? No.
Okay. Well, I got my formula too, like I always do, but it's fine.
You bitch.
I always have. It's my kind of my shtick. I got I give it 420 Hygels.
Oh.
It's 250 Hygels for the story, 100 Hygels for the terrible acting, which is super annoying, 100 Hygels for the shoehorn dialogue.
Yep.
So that's 450 Hygels. Negative 30 Hygels, though, for the short runtime.
Okay.
So it gets it to 420, which is perfect because I needed a lot of weed to get through it.
Oh, but RZA didn't influence your...
No, not enough.
Okay.
He wasn't in it enough. Sorry.
Well, all right.
Doesn't work. 420.
That's fine. All right. So 420 Hygels and 8,265 Hygels
perfect.
From us. If you want to let us know how many Hygels you give this movie, you can follow us on social media. Let us know. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You got Hygeled. YOUGOTHEIGLD. Let us know how many Hygels you give it. We're doing bonus episodes every other week for PS I Hate This Movie. We have a couple episodes up on our Patreon, which is patreon.com/YouGotHygeled. Same spelling. And if you guys would rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you can rate, give us 5 stars if you like our renditions of the movie or, you know, however we tear apart the movie. If you don't like the show, happy to see you go. It's all good. No harm, no foul. We're cool. We're comfortable with ourselves. We're going to eat bananas in the shower. It's fine. You can send us a one-time donation on PayPal, yougothygeled@gmail.com. If you want to get in touch with me on social media, I'm Twitter or Instagram, @SarahHIsFunny, S-A-R-A-H-H is funny. And I have 2 books on Amazon.
They're funny.
They're
you should
small
buy
potatoes.
Them.
I rant and rave about food or, you know, bullshit public restroom policies. Like, I don't understand why some people just deny you bathroom rights. So it's bullshit, but that's fine. Those are on Amazon, and I made the paperback books. I think I reduced it to $12 so that people can occupy an hour of their time during quarantine. James, how
nice.
Can people get in touch with you?
Well, the other thing, the bonus episodes, just tell them how if you're $5 or over on Patreon, you have access to the bonus episodes, which we are doing. Let's not do it for nothing. Let's tell them we're doing it this week. There's a bonus episode this week, and we will be discussing what will we be discussing this week on our bonus episode.
We will be discussing some beautiful and tender moments from 90 Day Fiancé.
Yes.
James and I are really obsessed with 90 Day Fiancé.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
I was going to get to this part.
I was going to start talking about this, but
I wanted to have you do your thing. But yes, so James is just trying to spoil everything.
Well, no, we already brought up Patreon, so I think that was the time to do it. Let's rearrange our stuff then. Okay. I feel like we've gotten our stuff all wrong at the end here. All right, that's fine. You can find me at Jimmy P is Funny, or just copy and paste my name. It's easier. You don't have to spell it or anything like that. So get a hold of us. Listen to Crime and Sports every Tuesday and Small Town Murder every Thursday as well.
Yes. So, like James said, we're going to do bonus episodes every other week. We did a game called Plotsy, where I showed James movie posters that he's never seen before, and he tried to guess the plots of the movie. And then the next bonus episode that we did was we kind of took some movies from like the 80s and 90s, and we took them up to present day. We tried to modernize them a little bit.
Well, how would they work if they were
that story today, or, you know, even just kind of, you know, bumping up some of the jobs or like the fake jobs that people have, because none of the jobs that people have in romantic comedies exist.
Yeah, but this movie.
Yeah,
Kendrick doesn't even have a goddamn job.
Yeah, James and I, ever since I had a shoulder surgery back in February, we have been obsessed with 90 Day Fiancé. So we have a lot of opinions about 90 Day Fiancé, and so should you. So anyway, everyone, that was Mr. Right, and we will see you on the other side of Patreon so we can talk with you about 90 Day Fiancé. Oh, go haggle yourselves, folks.
Go haggle yourselves, everybody.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.